USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats are to hold the first hearing today for a Medicare for All bill. The bill seeks to provide coverage for all people living in the United States within 2 years. Republicans and Democrats will both call in witnesses to testify at the hearing about the necessity of or costliness of the new plan. Former Vice President Joe Biden at his first major campaign event yesterday in Pittsburgh and firing back at President Trump over labor unions.
I make no apologies. I am a union man. Period.
Biden also tweeting on Monday that he is sick of President Trump bad-mouthing unions. His comments follow a Trump tweet that said the heads of labor unions, quote, rip off their membership with ridiculously high dues, medical, and other expenses while being paid a fortune. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
In his first campaign event since making his run official, former Vice President and now Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden talked about building up the middle class during a rally in Pittsburgh.
It starts with access to affordable education so that everyone can get the skills they need. 12 years of education in the 21st century is not enough.
And Biden accused President Donald Trump of abusing the powers of his office and ignoring everyone but his political base. The number of measles cases in the U.S. continues to climb. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar with the numbers.
CDC is reporting 704 cases of measles from 22 states. This is the greatest number of cases reported in the United States since measles was eliminated.
So far, no deaths have been reported. Boys in the Hood director John Singleton died Monday at the age of 51 due to complications from a stroke he suffered almost 2 weeks ago. At age 24, he became the youngest and first black filmmaker to win an Oscar nomination for Best Director and Best Original Screenplay. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Woodstock 50 has been canceled. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Organizers of the festival, which was scheduled to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the legendary music festival this summer, announcing that plans for the event will not go forward. In a statement, the global marketing group behind the event listed a number of issues, including concerns about the health and safety of those who would attend. They also questioned whether Watkins Glen International Speedway in New York could accommodate the 100,000-person festival. More than $30 million has already been spent on the festival lineup, which included Jay-Z, The Killers, Imagine Dragons, Miley Cyrus, and more. Billboard reports most of the artists had already been paid.
In Missouri, St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger has resigned after being indicted on trading political favors for campaign donations. Assistant U.S. Attorney Hal Goldsmith says the county's highest elected official faces a 20-year prison term if convicted.
There's a pay-to-play scheme, obviously, that involved bribes paid through political donations in exchange for his official acts in awarding and directing others to work contracts.
Seven people were found dead in two homes in Sumner County, Tennessee, in what investigators are calling related homicides. A suspect, Michael Cummins, is in custody after being shot by police. Sonny Weatherford, Sumner County Sheriff.
This is one of the worst things that I've ever been involved with in Sumner County. I've never seen anything that would even come close to this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.